The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi and good evening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Dirt Track Channel's coverage of the Lou Blaney Memorial. Tonight, it's the 410 Sprint Car portion of the event. In last year's inaugural event, Tony Stewart went to Victory Lane. Tonight, he and fellow Sprint Cup drivers Casey Kane and Dave Blaney will take on the best 410 drivers from Western PA and Ohio. Will Stewart make it two in a row, or will a local driver grab the spotlight? We're about to find out. It's 410 Sprint Car Racing, the Lou Blaney Memorial, next here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. Mohs Gold Polish, introducing Mohs Advantage. Fast clean, fast shine, fast polish. And Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them. The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Heat race number one of our sprint cars should be heading up trackside here momentarily. It'll find Mike Lutz in car number eight out of Mercer, Pennsylvania on the front row. Outside of him, a one-time feature winner here at Sharon this past season out of Pleasantville, Pennsylvania, it'll be Gail Ruth Jr. in the 5X. Inside row number two, starting third tonight, will be the Still City Outlaw out of Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, Tim Schaefer in the 83, who picked up the O'Reilly All-Star Sprint Speedweek win here at Sharon back on the 24th of June. The seven car of Eric Williams out of Greenville, PA, finds himself on the outside of row number two, starting fourth. Out of Fairmont, Indiana, driving the Rick Ferkel number zero will be Brandon Wimmer. Sixth starting position will go to Jody Keegan, car number 60, out of Fremont, Ohio. Row number four, starting in that seventh position, will be the 11W of Andy Payton out of Greenville, PA. And rounding out heat race number one, it will be Pete Miller. In car number three, out of Port View, Pennsylvania, Pete picked up his first ever career 410 feature win last Saturday night at Mercer Raceway Park. Pete just moving into the 410s this past season after spending a couple of seasons in the limited sprint division here at Sharon. So that's your lineup for heat race number one. Again, welcome to all you race fans, you first-time visitors. Hope you like what you see here at the Speedway. All right, heat race number one. Looks like just about everybody's pushed off, and we should be getting them lined up behind our Dodge Pace truck here momentarily. We're getting ready to go for eight laps. Again, I believe we're taking the top five out of each, with the top three going to the redraw, and then we'll run 1B main to get the cars into the feature. So that puts 20 cars. The B main will feature 12 cars to get into tonight's feature event. All right. They'll take four out of the B main. Now, I'm not sure whether there's going to be provisionals involved or not, but we'll see. Generally, when we have a special event like this here at Sharon, we usually take the top point men from the Speedway that haven't qualified for the show, so we'll see what happens. Right now, your front row should look this way. It should be Mike Lutz in the 8 car to the inside. Outside of him, Gail Ruth Jr. in the 5X. Row number 2, it'll find Tim Schaefer down on the inside, starting 3rd in the 83 with Eric Williams to the outside of him in the approved Toilet Rentals number 7. It'll be Rick Ferkel's number 0, driven by Brandon Wimmer in the 0. Outside of him, Jody Keegan in the 60 out of Fremont, Ohio. Then we go back to the final row, which is row number 4, 7th and 8th starting spots. Greenville's Andy Payton, the 11W, and Pete Miller out of Port View, Pennsylvania, rounds out tonight's starting grid for heat race number 1 to kick off the action of the second annual Lou Blaney Memorial Classic, featuring sprint cars and modified, what Lou knew best. Started his career in sprint cars, and right now we're going green for the first of 8 laps. And Mike Lutz is going to set the pace right now into turn number 1 and 2. We'll try to keep some lap times. Not everybody has the transponders aboard, so we'll see what transpires as Mike Letts has really opened it up right now here on lap number one, as he's got a half a straightaway advantage over the 83 of Tim Schaefer right now working, as Brandon Wimmer comes wide of Gail Ruth Jr. to vault into that third spot, riding through turn number three, putting Gail Ruth back to fourth, and Jody King rounding out your top five. That would be the bubble position to get into tonight's feature. Well, that Mike Letts turned a 1470 as he is trying to be tracked down by the 83 of Tim Schaefer. Schaefer setting that second position up through turn three and four, and a little bit of a cushion working its way through turn three and four as we've completed three laps. Three laps down with five to go. We got one slow and Andy Payton, the 11W, up to the top side of turn three and four, slowing to the outside. Yellow's going to wave for the first time in this event at the halfway point. Four laps are completed. Our restart will be single file. And Andy Payton, who started seventh on the grid, rolls to a stop to the outside of turn number four. All right, Pace Truck's got the field behind him, single file. The restart will be here at the cone in the front straightaway as Mr. Payton gets shoved to the infield until we complete heat race number one. Four laps are completed with four to go. The field's closed down a little bit. Now we'll see if that big lead that Mr. Mike Letts had in his Centerline Boring Incorporated number eight is able to hold on to that top spot here in heat race number one. We're taking the top three for the redraw, and the top five will qualify for the feature. Everybody else will have to run through the Consolation or B Main event. And with 32 sprint cars on hand tonight, that means 12 cars will be vying for four positions to get into tonight's feature. All right, back to green we go. Mike Letts once again going to take command. Oh, Tim Schaefer tried to stuff it right down through the bottom side of turn one and two. Jody Keegan made an inside run to Gail Ruth Jr. to slide into that top four. Pete Miller's getting wide to the top side of three and four, just about scraping that wall. In the meantime, lap number five will go to Mike Letts as he continues to win the battle. It looks like he's got a little bit of front wing problem. It's maybe even looked like a shock was hanging loose in the front. Seen something flapping, but it's not hindering the way that car's handling right now as he keeps her right off the bottom side of the speedway. Tim Schaefer running second is Brandon Wimmer, and that Ferkel number zero sitting third. Jody Keegan fourth, and Pete Miller wheel stands all the way through turn number two. Two white flags waving, final lap coming up. White flag on the speedway as Mike Letts brings it off of turn number four out of Mercer, Pennsylvania. Mike Letts picks up the heat race win. Derek Williams turns it about face at the top of turn one and two. It'll be Tim Schaefer rolling to the line. Second, third will be Brandon Wimmer. Fourth to Jody Keegan. And believe it or not, Pete Miller will round out the top five with that wheel stand. Oh, Pete got up against that wall over there in turn one and two. When I looked up, I seen he was headed to the moon. All right, heat race number two. As again, Mike Letts picks up heat race number one win. Here we go. Heat race number two heading out on the speedway. It'll find the four car of Virad George out of Katanning, PA on the front row of heat race number two. Outside front row will be the 2X of Dale Blaney out of Hartford, Ohio. Sitting in the row number two, starting third inside row number two, it'll be Nate Stein at a 93S out of Waterford, Pennsylvania. Paul Kish in the 4C make up the outside of row number two, starting fourth in that 4C out of Poland, Ohio. Wampum's Brett Mattis in car number 33 finds himself in fifth starting position. Cole Duncan at a 22D out of Lockbourne, Ohio, finds himself starting in that sixth position. Back in the fourth row, starting in seventh position out of North Jackson, Ohio, behind the Rudzik 94 machine tonight is Jack Soderman Jr. And at the eighth starting spot out of Mitcham, Victoria, Australia, once again, it's the V92 of Matt Reed. That'll be your starting lineup for heat race number two. All right, field's closed in behind the Pace Truck. We should be getting ready to go to the drop of the green for eight laps. This is two of the four heat events. All right, Rod George, Dale Blaney going to lead this group of heat race number two. Nate Stein, Paul Kish right behind him, Brett Mattis, and Cole Duncan, Jack Soderman, and Matt Reed. Green flag is not coming out. No guard, no start. No start. Lazy green means no start. We'll back him down, try it again, regroup him, double him back up one more time. All right, look, if we get a better start this time, looks better coming off of turn four. And quickly, Dale Blaney will jump to the top side of the speedway. As he rousted off of that second turn, and he'll vault into the top spot as we come off of turn number four. Blaney still your leader. Rod George toting the line in second. That's Paul Kiss running third. It's Cole Duncan trying to find his way to the top four. Jack Sutterman trying to work into that fifth spot. Again, the top five transfer into tonight's feature. As we got about a 13:20 lap that time on Dale Blaney. That was by the stopwatch I've got right here. Rod George running in that second spot. Paul Kiss still holding the line. Here comes Sutterman right to the bottom side, and he's going to make it a three-way battle for that third, fourth, and fifth position. Is Matt Reed on the outside looking in. Cole Duncan to the wide side. He's going to continue to hold on to fourth position. As Blaney continues set the pace, and a blistering pace it is right now down that back straightaway. We have passed the halfway point. We're working on lap number five as the field continues to work off of turn number two. Jack Sutterman slows up. He caught Matt Reed down the backside, and that caught Nate Stein also over in the back straightaway. Caution out. As Sutterman was slowing up on the backside, Matt Reed got into him a little bit, damaging the front wing, and Nate Stein locked her down and turned it around here on lap number five. Caution in heat race number two. All right, led to the line this time again by Dale Blaney out of Hartford. Right behind him, Rod George, and then we go with Paul Kish, Cole Duncan, back to green. Five in, three to go. Oh, Rod George just lost the wheel and tire off of turn number two. We'll go back to caution one more time. Nope, we're going to keep on going, keep the green flag waving. Dale Blaney still on the clock right now as he comes off of turn number two. Slower that time by as Rod got off the speedway. Cole Duncan works his way to the backside of call. Paul Kiss right now, white flag. Dale Blaney on his way to picking up heat race number two. As Paul Kish now in a battle with Cole Duncan through turn three and four. Matt Reed trying to find his way. He's got a damaged front wing. Dale Blaney will take home the second heat race honors. Right now, two-car battle. Cole Duncan winning that battle into turn number four, and the Duncan machine will take that second spot. Third will be Paul Kish. Fourth will be Matt Reed in the 92. And rounding out the top five will be the 33 of Brett Mattis. Those top five cars will all be feature bound. Heat race number three and being pushed out of the pits and on the back straightaway to get fired off for their eight-lap heat race event. It'll find Brian Ellenberger in the 22E out of Butler, Pennsylvania on the pole position. Outside of him, Wooster, Ohio's Sheldon Hodenchild in the 93. Row number two will be Davey Sammons in the 79 out of Trenton, New Jersey. Outside row number two in the 2L, it'll be Ed Lynch Jr. out of Apollo, PA. Row number three, it'll be Jack Whitmore in the 21 out of Brookfield, Ohio. It'll be Dave Blaney in the 55 out of High Point, North Carolina, starting in sixth. Seventh starting spot will be the 20 of Tony Stewart out of Columbus, Indiana. And rounding out the field will be the 83 junior of Tim Kading out of Indianapolis, Indiana. That'll be your starting field for heat race number three. All right, cars getting pushed off now as we get ready to roll for heat race number three. On deck is the fourth and final heat race of eight cars. 32 sprint cars with us again, top five. Go into the feature in the top three for the redraw. All right, field closes in two by two behind the pace truck. We'll make one more trip around before we fire them off for heat race number three. Again, Brian Ellenberger will be sitting on that front row with Sheldon Hodenchild to the outside of him. Row number two, Davey Sammons in the 79 and Ed Lynch Jr. in the 2L, followed up by Jack Whitmore and Dave Blaney in the 55, Whitmore in the 21, and rounding out the field, Tony Stewart in the 20 and Tim Keating in the 83 Jr. Lights are down, we're getting ready to go racing. Here we go, bringing it to turn number four. Looks like we're gonna get a start. Yes, we do. A little sideways bouncing move going through that third and fourth turn. As we quickly off of turn number two, Ellenberger is going to take the initial go as Blaney working his way into the fifth spot. Lynch trying to work to the bottom side as Sheldon Hodenchild got a little bit wide off of turn number three and four. He'll roll in second position with Lynch third. Salmon sitting in that fourth position right now here after one. As Blaney having a little rough time getting his hooked up through turns one and two, finding the wheels lifting a little bit off the ground. Tim Keating trying to provide some action, and Keating's up and over in turn number four. Red Keating up and over and landing on all four wheels in turn four, red flags down. Tim Keating in that 83 as the car was setting sideways, caught that cushion, and launched him in turn number four. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Kading is out of the car. He's sitting on a tire trying to catch his breath a little bit after that flip. And nice to see as we get the report from the fire crew over there in turn number four. Field will get lined back up behind a pace truck with just two laps in. Lindberger remains out front, Hodenchild running second. It'll be Lynch in that third spot with the 79 of Davey Sammons running in that fourth position. 55 of Blaney will be sitting in that fifth spot. Again, the top five transfer to the feature with this tightening up the field. Cone here on the front straightaway. That's where the restart line is here on the front stretch. Field is getting ready to come back to green. Six laps remaining in this eight-lap heat event. As the green rolls one more time off that fourth turn. Now let's see if Mr. Blaney, Mr. Stewart can get themselves hooked up here off of turn number two. Meantime, Ellenberger is going to set the pace one more time. The wide side of two cuts it down the low side as Lynch and Sammons go at it for that third and fourth position. Stewart now moves into that fifth and final qualifying spot. Blaney on the backside looking in right now as he heads down the back straightaway. Ellenberger brings it off a little sideways off that fourth turn, continuing setting the pace at the halfway point, four laps in. Sheldon Hodchild sitting in that second position, Lynch third. Sammons still struggling with that fourth spot right now. Looks like Stewart's quickly closing to the backside into turn number four. Sammons having trouble negotiating turns one and two, getting a little goosey through that first and second turn. As six laps are down, two to go. Two laps remaining, and out front has been Brian Ellenberger since the drop of the green. It remains Ellenberger to the wide side of turn three, comes right down and diamonds through that bottom side of turn number four. Blaney's slowing off the pace, and he is coming to slow side here in the front straightaways. We are on the final lap, coming down off of turn number four. It'll be Butler, Pennsylvania's Brian Ellenberger taking home the checkered flag. Hodenchild finishing second, Ed Lynch Jr. a close third over Davey Sammons in that fourth spot, and the fifth and final qualifying spot will go to the 20 of Tony Stewart. Well, the 55 of Blaney will have to work through a consolation event. There'll be 12 cars that we can count on to be in that consolation event, so three out of each heat not making the trek into the top five. All right, heat race number four will be heading out on the speedway to the back chute. And it looks like Mr. Whitmore is going to need a hand to get back to the pit area. It looked like he was having some steering problems with that 21. All right, heat race number four. I'll find Bob Felmy out of Franklin, Pennsylvania, former track champion here at Sharon in the 6F on the front row of tonight's heat race number four. Out of Umatilla, Washington, the 4K of Casey Kane starts second outside row number one. Row number two, it'll be Brandon Mattis, and the 13 out of Wampum, Pennsylvania, starting third. Fourth starting spot will go to Danny Holtgraver in the D4 out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Aaron Schaefer in the 97S out of Oak Park, Illinois, finds himself in that fifth starting spot. Bill Jones Jr. in the 12J out of Ravonna, PA, starts sixth. Seventh starting spot will be the 1R of Gail Ruth out of Pleasantville, PA. And rounding out the field out of Petrolio, Pennsylvania, it'll be Lindsay Ensko in car number 96. All right, setting the field back again into turn number three and four. Final heat race for the sprint cars here this evening. Look for that top five finish for this one to climb into tonight's 30-lap A main. Green flags waving. Casey Kane quickly to the front to turn number one. As Felmy working through that inside, Holtgraver in that third position now, trying to make a pass to the inside as Kane hooks it up, trying to put that right rear on the cushion side of turn number four. As lap number one completed, Casey Kane finds himself out front. Bob Felmy in second. Danny Holtgraver sitting in third. Right now it's Brandon Mattis, Bill Jones Jr., Aaron Schaefer. The next three to bring home. Right now sitting on the bubble spot would be the 12 junior of Bill Jones Jr. Those are your top five at the present time. Casey Kane out front and just has opened up a half a straightaway advantage over the second place car, that being The 6F of Bob Felney out of Franklin, Pennsylvania, former track champion here at Sharon, as Danny Holgraver trying to negotiate and catching that cushion in through turns one and two. First time all season that we've had any kind of a cushion on the speedway. With all the heat we've had, we put a lot of moisture into the track and trying to make the racing a little bit closer for these gentlemen. As Casey Kane's figured out how to get through turn three and four with three laps remaining. This is lap number five. Kane continues setting the pace over the Felney 6F and a three-way battle for that fourth, fifth, and sixth position. Right now, as Holtgraver gets a little bit loose coming off in turn number two, looks like Holtgraver's wings really dipped down. You can see Felmy's taking his wing on a different approach. Felmy now closing into Casey Kane. That's because Casey's found some of the back markers of Lindsay Ensco right now and trying to find his way around some of them slower cars, shutting him a lap down. White flags waving for Casey Kane, trying to pick up tonight's heat race win in heat race number four. Still a battle over there for fourth and fifth spot between Brandon Mattis and Bill Jones Jr. As we come off of turn number four, Casey Kane takes it to the low side and will pick up the heat race win. Felmy finishing second, Holtgraver third, and again waiting for your fourth and fifth place cars. That would be the 13 of Mattis, Brandon Mattis, and Bill Jones Jr. all qualifying for tonight's feature.
Moe's Gold Advantage Car Wax is a one-step liquid cleaner plus carnauba wax that is fast and easy to use, saving you time while maintaining that race car shine. Moe's Gold has no harsh chemicals or abrasives, and it can be applied in the sun or shade. Moe's Gold Advantage Car Wax works great on cars, trucks, boats, planes, RVs, and motorcycles. Moe's Gold Quick Wipe On, Wipe Off application is the most advanced formula on the market. No buffering required. Any vehicle looks and feels race car fast at a pit stop price with a Moe's Gold finish. Moe's Gold Advantage is only $11.99, and while supplies last, Moe's Gold Classic is just $9.99. To order, visit moesgold.com. That's MOSGOLD.com. Moe's Gold Polish is the official polish of OpenWheelToday.com, and be sure to listen to the live streaming audio race broadcast for the Moe's Gold clean move of the race. Moe's Gold Advantage, bringing the raceway to your driveway.
Event 12 laps, B main for the sprint car. All right, let's see if we got all 12 starters for tonight's concie out there. Looks like eight of the 12. All right, five scratches out of tonight, so that will leave us just with nine cars. And the nine cars are on the speedway. It'll be Rod George up in the front row. Jack Whitmore will be to the outside of him to start off tonight's 12 lap B main. It'll find Aaron Schaefer in the 97S and Eric Williams in the 7. They'll make up row number 2. That'll move Jack Soderman and Dave Blaney to the 94 and the 55 side by side for row number 3. Row number 4 should be the 96 of Lindsay Ensco in the 96 and Nate Stein in the 93S. And rounding out the field will be Gail Ruth Sr. to round out this field. Gail Ruth Jr. in the 5X, Andy Payton, the 11W, and the 83 of Tim Keating all missing the action here tonight. And they are loaded up and ready to go. All right, lights go down, and here we go. Taking the top four cars out of this one, top four. As we go to green, and hopefully we can go green straight through as Rod George starting up on front row. Encountered some tire problems during the heat race as he is leading the pack into turn number 3. Well, the youngster Jack Whitmore, the ripe old age of 67, trying to hold on to second spot over Aaron Schaefer. Here comes Dave Blaney to the top four. He'll qualify for the feature right now where he's standing, but I'm sure Dave wants to get that car splitting the seams. Aha! That's a patented move that you've seen Dave do many, many times with the World of Outlaws. In the second spot, now tracking down Rod George. Dave doing it right through the middle side, the top side of the speedway. Aaron Schaefer's a third place car. Jack Soderman Jr. has worked his way to the fourth spot right now. Dave Blaney quickly on the move. Evidently, they got that car sorted out. Broke in the heat race, and he is flying around the top side of the speedway. Right now on Rod George. Trying to track him down. Dave to the top side. Rod George kind of shuts the door on him coming off of turn four here at the four lap mark. Four and four to go, halfway. Blaney to the front side, quickly off of turn two. Boy, he's got that car hooked up. Down through turns three and four. Here to complete lap number 5, Dave Blaney haul in the mail. Turn three, Dave getting awful close to that wall over there in turn number 3. trying to get a lap time on Mr. Blaney's. He's working through some lap traffic right now on the backside. We are on the final two trips around the speedway. Dave again up to the top side of turn three and four. He's using every bit of the speedway. We reach the halfway point. Dave continues to work through lap traffic, finding his mark coming off of turn number two. Now trying to put Nate Stein out of this event and putting him to lap down. Blaney continuing to set the pace. As Whitmore pulls off, Blaney right to the top side. He found something up on that top side of the speedway. Rod George remains in second position. Soderman now to second spot. There we go with two to go. Well, Dave is just about blistered the field. It's Soderman now to second. Rod George is back stepped to that third position. Soderman will qualify for the feature, finishing in that second spot. Rod George still holding on to third as the checkered flag falls. Blaney backs off and he'll pick up the consolation win. That'll put him in 21st starting spot. Jack Soderman will start 22nd. 23rd starting spot will be car number 7. Eric Williams finishing in that fourth position. Eric Williams, your third place finisher, falling to the line. Rod George finishing fourth. Those four cars. Rod George will start 24th. Eric Williams will start 23rd. Jack Soderman starting 22nd. And 21st starting spot will be the 55 of Dave Blaney.
For 20 years, Rod End Supply has been producing one of the highest quality makes of rod ends on the market. Continuing their prompt and courteous service since 1989, Bob Douglas and his fine staff have not only catered to the circle and drag racing communities, but you'll find their rod ends in NASCAR, the Baja 1000, even your lawnmower or your combine. To learn more, visit rodendsupply.com or call them toll-free at 800-284-2902. That's 800-284-2902. Rod End Supply. They don't just sell them, they race them.
Tonight, 30-lap feature event. Brian Ellenberger out of Butler, Pennsylvania, finds himself on the front row. Outside of him, Mercer, Pennsylvania's Mike Lutz. Row number two to find Aliquippa, Pennsylvania's Tim Schaefer in the 83. Sheldon Hodenchild in the 93 out of Ooster. Danny Holtgraver in the D4 out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, finds himself starting fifth. It is Dale Blaney in the 2X out of Hartford, starting in that sixth spot. Recently picked up a win at KC Raceway this past weekend. Bob Felmy in the 6F, a former track champion here at Sharon and out of Franklin, Pennsylvania, starts seventh. Ed Lynch Jr., the all-time sprint feature winner leader here at Sharon Speedway out of Apollo, PA, starts eighth. Ninth starting spot will be Cole Duncan in the 22D out of Lockbourne, Ohio. It'll be Brandon Wimmer in the 0 out of Fairmont, Indiana, starting in 10th. 11th starting spot will be Casey Kane of the 4K out of UMcLeod, Washington. Paul Kish in the 4C out of Poland, Ohio, starts 12th. 13th starting spot will be Jody Keegan in the 60 out of Fremont, Ohio. It'll be Matt Reed in the V92 out of Mitcham, Victoria, Australia. Davey Sammons in the 79 of the Trenton, New Jersey, finds himself starting 15th, 16th starting spot. Will be Brandon Madison, the 13 out of Wampum, PA. Followed up by Pete Miller out of Portview, Pennsylvania, in the 3 car starting 17th. Brett Mattis in the 33, starting 18th out of Wampum. Tony Stewart out of Columbus, Indiana, starting in 19th position in car number 20. We'll be watching his move through the field. It'll be Bill Jones Jr. in the 12J out of Verona, starts 20th. 21st starting spot, Dave Blaney in the 55. Jack Soderman in the 94 out of North Jackson starts 22nd. Followed by Eric Williams in the 7 and Rod George in the 4. Those will be your 24 cars for tonight's 30-lap A-Main. All right, getting them lined up behind the pace truck. As we'll find our way to the front, looking for the 22. There he is, Brian Ellenberger. He'll be right on the inside. We're looking for Mike Lutz in that 8 car here. He comes up along the outside guardrail, finding their way and moving up two positions. Yep. All right, white flag. Folks, we're going one lap to go, 30 laps in front of us. One more trip around before we drop the green chalk lines down to turn number 4. Well, Mr. Stewart has a long way to come to defend his title from last year. Dave Blaney's got a long way to go. He had some mud stuck up underneath the accelerator throttle in the heat race. That's why he pulled off, but you've seen how fast he was in the consolation event. He's got to work his way to the front. Dale Blaney sitting there in the outside of row number 3. And then you got a World of Outlaws star Brian Ellenberger leading him off at turn four, but Mike Letts gets the upper jump. Heading into turn number one, Mike Letts went right around the outside, punched that throttle, lifted it up in the air, and boy, Mike Letts got the hot setup right now. Quickly out to a commanding eight-car advantage here with just one lap in the books. As Brian Ellenberger settles in that second spot, running up on the high side. Shelton Hochschild in that third spot. Right now, Dale Blaney's worked his way into the fourth position with Tim Schaefer in the 83 out of Aliquippa sitting in that fifth spot. That's your top five. Brandon Wimmer, sixth. Ed Lynch Jr., seventh. Danny Holtgraver, eighth. Ninth is Bob Felmy. Tenth is Matt Reed. As Mike Letts coming to the back markers very, very quickly. The Mattis gang right in front of Mike Letts. Mike's got to make advantage and take advantage of the opportunity to get by these cars as quickly as he can. Shelton Hochschild quickly on the move. He puts some pressure to the inside of Brian Ellenberger. Down that back straight away to turn number three. Once again, using some lap traffic to maybe use some picks. Right now, Tim Schaefer and Dale Blaney are going at it for that fourth and fifth spot right at the moment as we've worked our way with four laps completed. Working on lap number five, Sheldon Hochschild. He made a move to the inside. He's on the back door, knocking on the rear bumper of to Mike Letts. Hochschild very quick, right through the inside. Lights regains the lead again, up against that wall as Bill Jones Jr. starting to smoke just a little bit. Boy, look at that brake rotor on Sheldon Hochschild's car as they're in a mix of lap traffic. Now closing in is Ellenberger and the two of Blaney, all battling their way in the top four or five right now. Mike Letts continues leading. Mike has led the first six laps of this event right now, collecting some bonus money, having trouble getting by Bill Jones Jr. at this point in time. Shelton Hochschild second, not for long. Here comes Ellenberger, here comes Dale Blaney. As we got a spin, it is Brandon Wimmer down on the bottom of turn one and two. Caution on the speedway for the first seven laps, green. It is in the zero of Brandon Wimmer, bringing out tonight's first yellow at lap seven. Well, those were fast, quick-paced laps, and boy, they caught up to some lap traffic in a hurry, in a bunch. Well, Brandon Wimmer, who found himself starting 10th, was running about 8th position when he lost the grip over there in turn 1 and 2. This will tighten the field up just a little bit. Boy, what a battle, Mike Letts. Shelton Hochschild, he's been running a couple of times so far this season and evidently found something that he liked here on the speedway tonight. As we check out some of the other cars, where they have placed going into this lap seven caution, looking for the final 23 laps, and boy, they put some laps down very, very quickly. All right, putting them single file right now so they can get that lineup sorted around. There are going to be some lap cars. Lap traffic will be between a few of the guys up in the front, so we'll wait to see where the scorers position those cars. And Bill Jones Jr. coming to rest here. Looked like maybe that rotor got locked up on the 12J. And we'll hopefully get him refired. He'll join up the tail of the field along with Brandon Wimmer if Wimmer's able to restart. Seven laps are down. Looks like Jack Sodeman in the 94 machine is headed back to the pit area. He hasn't been able to get that car to stay on a racetrack. Okay, lap traffic being put in. That would be Brett Madison, the 33, should be just ahead of the 2L of Ed Lynch Jr. So on the restart, we'll be looking at Mike Letts out of Mercer, Pennsylvania, who's led the first seven laps of this event. He's collected an extra $120 in bonus money. Don't forget about lap 10. They want to be in the lead at that lap 10. That's worth $100, courtesy of Carpenter's Towing. Sheldon Hochschild with a good run here this evening. Sheldon out of Wooster, Ohio, sitting in that second spot. Brian Ellenberger in the 22, third. Dale Blaney sitting fourth. Tim Schaefer is sitting fifth. Right now, the 33 of Brett Mattis needs to be between the 2L and the 83 of Schaefer and Lynch. So they're putting a lap car in between those cars. Single file restart. Sitting sixth is Ed Lynch Jr. Seventh is Danny Holtgraver. Eighth, Bob Felmy, ninth, Matt Reed, and look where Tony Stewart's sitting, folks. Started 19th, he's sitting in the top 10. He's already advanced 9 positions. Dave Blaney sitting up there in, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 13th. Dave Blaney's up from 21st in that 13th spot. Casey Kane went backwards. is 10, 11, 12. Casey Kane right now sitting in 12th spot. He was originally started 11th. All right, lineup's fine. So we should be looking to go back to green flag. Seven laps are in. All right, Soderman's back out. Evidently had a tire gone down, so he went back in the pit area, and we are going to look for a green flag restart. All 24 cars remain on the speedway. Again, Brett Mattis is a lap car in between your fifth and sixth position cars, that being Tim Schaefer and Ed Lynch Jr. All right, lights go down. We'll be looking for the restart here on the front straightaway. With the cone out, they cannot pass until they get past the cone. Let's see what kind of restart we get this time with Mike Lutz and Sheldon Hodenchild. Sheldon finished second in tonight's heat event. And right now finds himself running in that second spot in tonight's big money race. All right, field's closing into turn three and four as we get ready to go back to green flag action. Mike Lutz picking up that pace off of turn four, green flag waves, and boy, he got a quick jump on the Sheldon Hodenchild 93 car, and Sheldon turns it around. Sheldon backs it into the wall in turn number two, caution displayed one more time. No lap in, so the only car involved, he will go to the tail of the field. That will be Sheldon Hodenchild. All right, everything stays the same except Mr. Hodenchild. He will get pushed to the tail. Looks like the zero car might have pulled off. Is that zero? Yeah. Brandon Wimmer has pulled off over in the offside of turn number two. All right, that'll move Ellenberger up to that second spot. Now Dale Blaney third, Tim Schaefer fourth, and that puts Ed Lynch Jr. in the top five for the first time in this event. Again, seven laps are in the books. All right, lights go down. We are going to go back to green flag one more time. 23 laps left in this 30-lap feature event. Mike Lutz, again, has led the first seven. Is he in jeopardy of losing that here on this restart? We close it over here to turn three and four one more time. Green flag waves, cannot pass until he can pass that cone. Ellenberger going to try to give it a dive to the inside. Dale Blaney goes right down to the bottom side of the real estate of the speedway and advances nowhere. Stays in that third spot as he goes back upstairs. It'll be Mike Lutz for lap number eight. Well, Mr. Lutz has led the first eight. Right now, Ellenberger's lost some ground, but Mike Lutz has really moved. We got one flipping in turn number three. Caution red is on the speedway. The 93 of Hodenchild over and down on turn number three and four. Red flag with eight laps in. All right, folks, Sheldon Hodenchild's climbing out of the car right as we speak, and he's okay. Caught some of that cushion going into turn number three and then made some contact with the wall. You can see the big mark and scrape mark over there. But good to hear that Sheldon, Sheldon was going after it all tonight. The young man has really stepped up the program a little bit, but a tough break for him, and his night will end this evening. And we'll send him back to the pit area. Of course, he'll get the automatic ride as we make all our drivers that get upside down take a mandatory ride back to the pit area just to check them out and make sure everything is okay. So good to see Sheldon walking his way to the ambulance. That's a good sign when you're walking on your own. Sheldon coming out of Wooster, Ohio, and if that name sounds familiar, yep, that's the wild child's child. And he's just as wild. All right, looks like all but your leader has been refired. Well, Pete Miller and Eric Williams just now getting pushed off. So once we get your leader pushed off, we'll get him up behind the pace truck. The laps are counting now as we are still under yellow with 22 laps remaining. And again, I want to thank all you race fans for coming out on this hot, humid, beautiful Wednesday evening here in July. Don't want to say too much about the weather, folks, because in about 3.5 months, you're going to be wishing that we had this kind of weather. All right, getting the field line back up again. They will be single file. The cone will be placed here on the front straightaway. We'll be looking for the final 22. Well, we clicked off seven quick laps, and then we've had a little problem here on the last couple of restarts. Just eight laps now in the books. Mike Lutz out of Mercer, PA, currently sitting atop the leaderboard, leading the first eight laps and trying to add a little cash to the pocketbook this evening. Right now, Brian Ellenberger will trail him on this next drop of the green. Sitting in third, Dale Blaney out of Hartford. Right now sitting in that third spot, fresh off his Casey win this past weekend. Tim Schaefer, who picked up the Ohio Sprint Speed Week win here on Thursday night, June the 24th. Right now sitting in that fourth spot. Ed Lynch Jr. sitting fifth, the all-time sprint career feature winner here at Sharon Speedway. Right now sitting at 49 career feature wins for Mr. Lynch at this Speedway. Trying to find his way to number 50. Then we go 6 through 10. Finds the D4 of Danny Holtgraver, 6th, 7th. Bob Felmy in the 6th. Tony Stewart sitting up in the 8th position right now. 9th spot is Matt Reed in the 92. And Casey Kane rounding out your top 10 at this point in time. All right, Pace Truck pulls off. Now we'll go look for green once more. Well, Mike Klutz, has he got another restart in his bag of tricks, or is Mr. Ellenberger going to be able to pull off something? Watch Dale Blaney on this restart. He's been liking that inside lane through the bottom of turn one. Has moved up a little bit farther up on turn three and four. We'll see what happens on this next restart. 8 laps again complete. Phil bringing it around to turn three and four, and I'm sure Mr. Lutz is going to pick it up right now. He'll set the pace. No passing until we get past that cone here on the front straightaway. Quickly into turn one and two we go. Dale Blaney tried to make that pass to the inside, wasn't able to make the pass as Ellenberger now relegates himself in that second spot. They're up against that cushion off of turn number three and four. A few cars riding above the cushion, getting better traction up on the top side. We got another one up five down in turn number three. Eric Williams out of Greenville in car number 7, your driver over there in turn number 3. All right, Eric Williams is out of the car and already walking around just as the fireman got there, so he got out of that thing in a hurry. Eric had a good run over here on our Sprint Speed Week show, and he was running in through the top 10. All right, looks like both of Bud Stowing's wrecker's going to have to lend a hand to Mr. Williams' machine to get him back to the pit area. And again, lap number 9 was completed this time. And all right, folks, we can run 75 laps, but since we've had 3 cautions here since lap number 7, 4 cautions, we're going to go ahead and let the guys air and fuel only. Refuel the cars, air and fuel only. All right, field's all pushed off, and we'll be looking to restart this one more time. All right, 21 laps remaining. Mike Lutz continues to hold on to that top spot right now over Brian Ellenberger, Dale Blaney, and the 83 of Tim Schaefer, followed by Ed Lynch Jr. Those are your top 5. Right now, looking at a hard charger, Tony Stewart is charged from 19th to 8th. That's 11 spots thus far. All right, we're showing them one lap to go as we are getting ready to drop the green one more time. All right, we're going back to green. Yes, can't pass until you get past that cone. We drop the green. And once again, Mike, let's set sail again. Well, they changed the air pressure, put some more fuel in, made the cars a little heavier, and let's see what the end result is. As Blaney takes it wide, and that just allowed Tim Schaefer a little room. No, really into that top 5, lap number 10. 9 and 10, Mike Lutz has picked up $280 in lap money thus far, as he was your leader on that 100th lap 10. Lap 11, it's still Mike Lutz out front, pacing the field. Currently running in about that, right around that 14 second bracket as we watch Bob Felmy and Tony Stewart battling four position on the speedway. Jones has gone off on the back side, so your leader coming into turn number 4 right now remains Mike Lutz. Ellenberger is second. Third spot is Tim Schaefer. He's moved up into third. Fourth is Dale Blaney. And fifth spot is Ed Lynch Jr. Sixth is Felmy. Seventh, Tony Stewart. Stewart just went into that sixth position just on the inside of Felmy as they fight back and forth down that back straightaway. Stewart and Felmy doing wheel-to-wheel action all the way off of turn number 4. Heck of a battle between Lynch, Felmy, and Stewart. Stewart goes wide to try to make the pass. In the meantime, off of turn 4 comes your leader, Mike Lutz, one more time here on lap number 15. 15 laps are completed. Brian Ellenberger remains second. A distance behind is Tim Schaefer, and yellows out one more time, this time for the 22 of Cole Duncan. Well, we clicked off 6 laps that time as Cole Duncan loops her over here in the fourth turn. So caution one more time here in lap 15. We're halfway home, 15 to go. 13, Ellenberger still your second place car. Tim Schaefer slid up and now to third. Dale Blaney slid back to fourth. It is Ed Lynch Jr. sitting fifth. Sixth spot is the 20 of Tony Stewart. So Tony's moved up 13 positions, plus 13. All right, the lap car of Paul Kish being put in front of Ed Lynch Jr., so there'll be a lap traffic between Dale Blaney and Ed. It's Cole Duncan looks like he might be headed back to the pit area. All right, Cole Duncan backed off over there at turn two, so not quite sure what happened with him. All right, evidently something's broken the rear section of Cole Duncan's 22 machine, so he'll head back and stay in the pit area. We'll get the push truck off, and we should be going back to green. Again, 15 and 15 to go. All right, look to go back to green one more time. Mike Lutz, Ryan Ellenberger, Tim Schaefer, Dale Blaney, and Ed Lynch Jr. Those are your top five. That's a lap car of Paul Kish in between. Sixth is the six of Felmley. The 20 of Tony Stewart sitting in that seventh spot. Eighth is Danny Holtgraver. Ninth, Casey Kane. 10th, Matt Reed, and there we go, back to green one more time. Boy, oh boy, it looked like Ellenberger got something set up that time as he was able to make a move down to turn one and two, but not able to hold it as Mike Lutz found something coming off of turn two that gives him that advantage and moves him out to a five-car advantage here on lap number 16. A couple of more cars really rip right through the top side of turn three and four as Ellenberger remains in that second spot. Felmley trying to put some pressure to the backside of the Lynch number 2L as we continue watching him come off the high side of turn number 4. In the meantime, Mike Lutz is really taking advantage of that top spot in the pole side as Blaney's off the pace one more time pulling to the infield. And the 55 of Dale Blaney pulling out of the, or Dave Blaney pulling out of this event. Your leader remains the 8 of Mike Lutz. Right now, going through turns 3 and 4, Ellenberger trying to close it fast, as jumping the cushion was Mike Lutz here on lap number 18. 19 laps in, I should say, stand corrected. 19 completed, looking for the final 11 laps. As the green flag continues the wave, Mike Lutz jumps the cushion again. Ellenberger, he just up against that cushion and wiggling, wobbling all the way through turn 3 and 4. Tim Schaefer remains in third. Fourth remains Dale Blaney. In fifth spot is Ed Lynch Jr. Caution once again, this time for Rod George in car number 4 over in turn 3. Rod George will drop another yellow as 20 laps are in with 10 to go. All right, Rod George, who lost a right rear tire and a right front tire both. 20 laps complete, 10 to go to the finish. It's been all Mike Lutz out of Mercer, Pennsylvania, looking for a big payday here tonight and winning the second annual Lou Blaney Memorial Classic. And Ellenberger has remained in that second spot. Tim Schaefer third, Dale Blaney fourth, and Ed Lynch Jr. fifth. Tony Stewart's moved up to sixth. Felmley seventh, Holtgraver eighth, Casey Kane ninth, and Matt Reed rounds out your top 10 cars. Mike Lutz bringing him up off of turn number 4 wide to the cone, to the front straightaway. And once again, asserts himself out front and just outclassing the field right at the moment. Boy, he's definitely got that car hooked up coming off of turn number 2. Jumps the cushion side of turn 3 and 4, puts it up to the wide side. He'll lead lap number 21, and doesn't look like Ellenberger's got anything for him. As they're pretty much through single file off that second and first and second turn. A little bit of battling going on back there for 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th spot. As Davey Sammons battling his way, trying to keep in and get into the top 8 maybe, as he's sitting back there in 9th spot right now. Mike Lutz once again continues to set the pace here on lap number 23, has led the entire distance. Right now the hard charger would be the 20 of Tony Stewart coming from that 19th spot, sitting up there in the top 6 right now. As Felmley wiggled a little bit off at turn number 2. Oh, Ellenberger has closed that gap, folks, as we winded it down. Mike Lutz has got company. Ellenberger's on his back door in turn number 2. Ellenberger bobbled a little bit in that second turn. We're working. We're the final 5 laps coming up. Lap number 25 this time down. Ellenberger within striking distance, the 3 car length advantage for Mike Lutz. Lutz gets her straightened out, gets past the 4C of Paul Kish, And it looks like Ellenberger has fallen back off the pace once more. Tim Schaefer trying to close here as we've got Dale Blaney pulling off to the inside of the speedway. He'll drop out of contention. And Lynch Jr. now has moved into your fourth position. Tony Stewart up to fifth. As Mike Lutz continues to set the pace here on lap number 27, we are one lap from the two-lap signal. Right now, Ellenberger is out of shape a little bit. He's got Tim Schaefer to the inside. Felmley's off the wall here off of turn number four. Boy, they are skating and scattering all over the place. Tim Schaefer now pulls into that second spot with two to go. Mike Lutz finds himself out front. Tim Schaefer to second spot. Ellenberger back steps to third. Lynch sitting in fourth. Tony Stewart sitting in that fifth spot right now. Holtgraver is sixth. Seventh is Casey Kane. Eighth, Bob Felmley. Ninth, Matt Reed. And tenth spot, Davey Sammons. White flag, final lap coming up. The final lap and final tour around for these sprint cars tonight. Mike Lutz about to grab a big, big paycheck. Leading all 30 laps, grabbing the lap money as we come off of turn number four. Mike Lutz out of Mercer, Pennsylvania, your winner. Tim Schaefer second. Ellenberger third, fourth to Ed Lynch Jr. Tony Stewart in that fifth position. All right, we'll give Mike a chance to get out of the car, and this got to be a big win for this young gentleman. Local driver, competes every week on the local circuits and the local tracks around the area. His dad, a former racer, and boy, he looks pooped out, ladies and gentlemen. How about a nice big round of applause for Mike Lutz Jr.? Hey, Mikey. Beautiful job. What did you guys do on the restarts? My God, you were like a rocket ship.
Well, you just got an open racetrack, you know. You get bottled up with lap cars, you got to kind of tiptoe, and that cushion just kept getting bigger and bigger down there. And I'm telling you, I can barely stand up right now. That wore me out.
You're a little bit tired, are you?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
All right, thankfully, you got to start up front tonight. You know, you led every lap. There was $680 in lap money plus the $3,500 to win. You got to be excited about that.
Yeah, that's a good night. You know, and it's just an honor to come here on Lou Blaney Memorial Race. That guy was my hero, along with my dad, you know. And to come here and be the second guy to win this, Tony Stewart won it last year, you know, NASCAR, okay, now local boy did her.
Yeah, and you know, that makes it even fun. That's what I reiterated. You're a local driver from the area, support all the local tracks all the time, and you find this has got to be a big win so far in 2010.
Oh, it's an awesome win. Jim Chappell gives me an awesome race car to drive. Centerline boring, Chappell welding and fabrication, Lutz hauling. These Goodyear tires, man, we haven't had no problems with them this year, and it's great how they put in tires, free tires every night at the racetracks. It's awesome. Man, just what a great deal we got here. Mike, he works really hard on the car. I'm glad my dad was here. He had another heart attack last week, and we didn't think he was going to be around again, so he's here. I got my son with me, and it's just an awesome night.
Well, again, you down in the history books as the second winner of the second annual Lou Blaney Memorial Classic.
It's the new Sharon Nationals, baby.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, one more big nice round of applause for Mike Lutz.
And here is the rundown for tonight's 30 lap Lou Blaney Memorial feature event finish for the 410 sprint cars. Mike Lutz your winner, Tim Schaefer in second, Brian Ellenberger third, Ed Lynch Jr. fourth, and Tony Stewart fifth. Danny Holtgraver 6th, Casey Kane 7th, Bob Felmley 8th, Matt Reed 9th, and Davey Sammons rounds out the top 10. In 11th it was Pete Miller, Paul Kish 12th, Brent Mattis 13th, Dale Blaney 14th, and Rod George 15th. Dave Blaney was 16th, Brandon Mattis 17th, Cole Duncan 18th, Bill Jones Jr. 19th, and Eric Williams 20th. Jody Keegan 21st, Sheldon Hodenshild 22nd, Jack Sutterman 23rd, and Brandon Wimmer rounding out the field. And that's going to do it for our broadcast from the Sharon Speedway. Again, special thanks to Jim Pollock, the voice of Sharon Speedway, for making this broadcast possible, along with the staff and management at Sharon Speedway. We appreciate their hospitality. From all of us here at the Dirt Track Channel, thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood. Good night from Sharon Speedway.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.